Alleluia, Christ is risen. Please be seated. Easter is no doubt a very special day. Come into the sanctuary. There are flowers everywhere. White linen on the cross. We gather together in our finest clothes, our suits and ties and dresses. We even have a breakfast and an Easter egg hunt to share together. Easter is very special. But Easter is also rather normal. We come to church and the services back to normal. All those elements of the divine service that have been stripped away over the past couple months are back. The Gloria Patri, Gloria in Excelsis, the Nunc Dimittis, and of course, the Alleluia. Easter in many ways is back to normal. And it's appropriate that Easter should be both special and normal. And this is reflected in our epistle lesson for this morning, this Easter day, in which Paul the Apostle writes, Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival. These words of Paul are not just an invitation to celebrate this particular Sunday once a year, although we do, and rightly so. But these words are also inviting us to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ every day. Because Christ is risen from the dead, because he lives and reigns to all eternity, every day ought to be a day of joy and gladness for us Christians. The Christian life is a daily celebration of Jesus' resurrection victory. We ought to first consider what Paul means by the phrase, Christ our Passover lamb. Think back to the book of Exodus and the Israelites. We've heard of this account a few times over the past few days. The Israelites, you know, were at one time in bondage to Egypt, bondage in slavery. But the Lord heard their cries for deliverance, and he sent to them a Savior, Moses, who would deliver them from slavery to Egypt. In their hour of deliverance, then, the Lord, through Moses, commanded the people of Israel to slay a lamb and to paint their doorposts with the lamb's blood. And the Lord's judgment would pass over their houses. And with the lamb that was slain, they were to roast it and eat it as part of this Passover observance. And from that point forward, every year, the Passover was to be kept as a memorial day, as a feast to the Lord. This is what Paul is referring back to when he writes, Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. For we too were at one time in bondage. We too were at one time held in slavery, captive, not to men, but rather to the devil, to sin, and to death. But God heard our cries for mercy, and he has sent to us the true Savior, Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to deliver us. In his hour of deliverance, Christ, the Lamb of God, was slain on our behalf, in our place. His blood was shed for us, for the forgiveness of our sins, and his blood marks us as redeemed by him, Christ the crucified. But in stark contrast to the Passover lambs of the Israelites, he is the one Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sin of the world. And not only is he the Lamb who was slain, he is also the Lamb who now stands alive. And therefore Christ Jesus is the Lamb who is worthy to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. So the angels announced to the women in the tomb, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Christ Jesus was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification, proving that he truly is the Son of God, that every word he ever spoke is truth, that his sacrifice is indeed all sufficient to pay for your sins and the sins of the whole world, and that you, who believe in him, will likewise rise someday to life eternal. Christ's sacrifice as the Lamb of God is not offered up year after year. His sacrifice is once and for all. And now he lives and reigns to all eternity. And because of this, it is meet and right that we too celebrate his resurrection victory not just once a year on this Easter Sunday, but constantly. That's why from the very beginning, Christians have gathered together on Sunday, calling it the Lord's Day, to worship. For that is the day their Lord rose from the dead. That is why every Sunday when we gather together in the divine service, we are celebrating a little Easter. The Lord's victory is eternal, and therefore we celebrate it always. And like the Israelites of old, in this celebration, we are called to feast on the Lamb who was slain for us. As you listened to the service on Maundy Thursday to the tract which was chanted here at the altar, you heard these words spoken by Jesus: "My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." Jesus here is referring to the spiritual eating of faith, which takes place when we hear the gospel read and preached, and of course when we eat and drink his very body and blood given and shed for us in the Lord's Supper. In other words, when we hear with faith and claim for ourselves the promises of God's word, in which Christ, our true Passover lamb, true God and true man, is presented to us, along with all the blessings that he won for us on the cross, the grace of God, forgiveness of sins, righteousness, and everlasting life. Yes, when we do this, we truly partake of our Passover lamb, eating and drinking in faith. For this is his utmost desire for you, that you rest with trust and confidence in the comforting assurance that you have a gracious God and eternal salvation, all for his sake, and hold fast to it, cling to it in all difficulty and temptation. This eating and drinking of faith, again, which we do when we hear the word of God and when we receive the Lord's Supper, happens every week. Again, not just on Easter Sunday, but constantly. As we do this, as we take comfort in what Christ has done for us, we partake of our Passover lamb. We rejoice in his resurrection. We eat his flesh and drink his blood. Therefore, when your conscience accuses you, and you must confess again that you have sinned and justly deserved God's temporal and eternal punishment, but then hear that word of absolution: "I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," and believe it, then you are truly partaking of the Passover lamb and celebrating the resurrection. When the sorrows of your life begin to overwhelm you and your strength fails you, but then you are strengthened as you remember Christ's word of triumph to the Apostle John in the book of Revelation: "Fear not, I am the first and the last, the living and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." And believe it. Then you are partaking of your Passover lamb and celebrating the resurrection. When you fall to your knees in prayer, confessing that you are neither worthy of the things for which you have prayed, nor have you deserved them, but then remember that you pray in the name of Jesus, who promises, "Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full," and are so encouraged in faith to call upon our dear Father in heaven with all boldness and confidence, then you truly partake of the Passover lamb and celebrate the resurrection. When the hour of death draws near to you and begins to overshadow you, and yet recall in faith that Christ is risen indeed, so that you sing with the Apostle Paul even as you close your eyes: "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" And at the very end, you still partake of the Passover lamb and rejoice and celebrate his resurrection. This is how you, as Christians, can keep the festival of the resurrection each and every day of your lives by partaking of Christ, your Passover lamb, through faith, as he comes to you in his word and sacrament. But the Christian life is not simply a life lived in faith toward God. It is also lived in fervent love toward one another. Our Christian life is not simply that we believe God's holy word, but also that we lead godly lives by his grace, here in time and there in eternity. And so St. Paul continues, "Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." Daily, we ought to rise to new life in Jesus Christ, our Passover Lamb. Again, just as Paul referred back to the Passover Lamb of old when he said, "Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed," Paul also refers back to another practice of the Israelites commanded by God in the Passover celebration. In the book of Exodus, we find that when the Lord commanded the Israelites to keep the Passover, he told them that they were to remove all the leaven out of their homes at the start of this festival. And for 7 days, there was not to be found any leaven inside their house. So just as Christ is the true fulfillment of the Passover Lamb of the Israelites, he is the very Lamb of God who was sacrificed for the sins of the world, who is risen indeed, who lives and reigns to all eternity, so also the true fulfillment of this practice with leaven takes place now in us as we truly cleanse our hearts and minds and souls from the leaven of sin. Something that, again, is not just to take place on this Easter day once a year, but rather constantly, daily, always. And thus we confess that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. And so as we daily live in the light of Jesus' resurrection, as we daily partake of him through faith as he comes to us in his word and sacrament, as the Easter festival daily shapes our Christian lives, we're also daily to cleanse out the old leaven of sin and live new lives, lives reflecting who we truly are in Christ Jesus, and that is a new and unleavened creation. And that is, as the Apostle Paul writes, who you truly are. You are a new lump because Christ, your Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed for you. You are new, you are unleavened, not because of your own holiness, not because of your own worthiness, not because of your own success in cleansing out the leaven of malice and evil from your heart, but rather because Christ Jesus has reconciled you to God. He has done it by his death. He has purified you from sin by his word of grace. You are, for Jesus' sake, cleansed in the sight of God because of his work in you and for you. You are no longer the old leaven that you once were. As such, the Apostle Paul writes, you strive to live lives of sincerity and truth each and every day as God wills it. And so, dear Christians, on this special Easter day, but on this normal Easter day, Christ, your Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival today, tomorrow, and every day. For indeed, the whole life of the Christian is to be a celebration of Easter, a celebration of the resurrection, until that day when we share in that resurrection and behold him face to face. Then, let us feast this Easter day on Christ, the bread of heaven. The word of grace has purged away the old and evil leaven. Christ alone our souls will feed. He is our meat and drink indeed. Faith lives upon no other. Alleluia. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.